The days leading up to the end of the year are a time for reflection, looking back on the highs and lows of the past 12 months, and looking ahead at what's to come. Purdue's football team will start 2013 on the field in the heart of Dallas Bowl against Oklahoma State. It won't feature the descent of a crystal ball or musical guest introduced by Ryan Seacrest, but the game, like the new year, represents a time of transition for the Boilermakers.
The kids are focused. It's a one-game season for us, so they know what's at stake.
What's at stake for Patrick Higgins' team is a second consecutive winning season and the chance to build momentum heading into the next season. The journey to Dallas has been unique. The year started with high expectations of possibly a Rose Bowl berth, but those dreams ended during a five-game losing streak to start conference play. The Boilers rebounded to win their final three games and earn the chance to play in the postseason. But along the way, Purdue also fired head coach Danny Hope. Higgins stepped in to coach the bowl game, and he will be replaced afterward by Daryl Hazel. It's been a windy road to the Cotton Bowl Stadium, but Higgins and the Boilermakers are hoping to make the best of this New Year's Day opportunity.
How many people would love to be in this situation? If only for a month. I get to coach at a Big Ten school, go to a bowl game on January 1st, and be the guy on the sideline. That's awesome. Who wouldn't want it? It's like a Christmas present, you know? So hopefully we'll unwrap it with a victory and have a great day.
In order to have a great day, Purdue's defense is going to need to slow down the nation's seventh most prolific offense. Oklahoma State comes into the game 7-5 and losers of two in a row, but have scored at least 48 points in half of their games. Only five teams average more passing yards a game than the Cowboys. Purdue cornerback tandem Ricardo Allen and Josh Johnson say they are ready for whatever Oklahoma State throws their way.
It's a challenge as a defense to go against someone like that, but I think it'll be a great challenge to go out and go against them.
You know, we know they can throw. We know they got good receivers, but at the same time, we know that, you know, what our job is to do is to stop them. So we know what our job is, and we got to execute.
Purdue's offense has struggled at times, but showed growth in their final three wins. Quarterback and running back Rob Henry says the Boilers showed a different mindset during those games and will need to mimic that style against the Cowboys.
You got to be physical. We have to be really physical. They're a great team, have a lot of talent, a lot of speed. So we've got to be really physical. I mean, it's obvious that they have a lot of speed. They have a lot of great players. They're a great program, very well coached. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to bring our A game in order to play with the Cowboys.
But it's been more than a month since Purdue last played a game. Henry says he is not worried about losing that momentum.
If you prepare well, then momentum won't be stopped. So I think Coach Higgins has done a great job preparing us, and I think we'll be ready to go.
The seniors are playing to leave a winning legacy at Purdue. The underclassmen are trying to set the tone for next year. With a new coaching regime set to take over in a week, those like junior linebacker Will Lucas want to prove to Coach Hazel that he signed on to coach winners.
We'll just be ready to start things with our new coach. I just found out he's going to be at the game, but it might be a little bit of audition, see where the champions on the team are, who wants to win. But, I mean, we can't really think about that. We always got to get a good team effort in and come out with a win.
And if they win, Purdue will have back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 2006 and 2007. So while the season may have been a journey of ebbs and flows, for defensive end Ryan Russell, who grew up about 40 minutes from Dallas, ending it with a win wouldn't erase all the memories of the struggles, but would reinforce the character of the program and be a building block for the future.
I mean, it would mean a lot. You know, you're as good as your last game, as people would say, and this is what people are going to remember you. Go the end of your season, this is going to define the season that you had. This is going to define the season you could have in the future. You know, the tempo of the momentum through the offseason, and just to have that confidence as a defense to go out there and perform well against one of the top offenses in the nation will do wonders for the program now and in the future.
For this team, there would be no better way to ring in the new year and a new era of Purdue football than leaving Dallas as winners. For WBAA News, I'm Sam Clement.